تحل علينا نعمته وبركته من الآن وكل آن وإلى دهر الدهور أمين. اليوم 27 من شهر برمهات المبارك أحسن الله انقضاءه وعاد علينا وعليكم نحن أنتم مغفر الخطايا والزلات والأثام والسيئات من قبل مراحم الرب بأخوتي أمين. On this day, the commemoration of the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ incarnate. To him is the glory for the salvation of the world. زي النهاردة بالضبط سنة 34 ميلادية. Exactly like today, in the year 34 Anno Domini, was the crucifixion of our Lord. However, we celebrate after the Passover of the Jews, the Sunday which comes next to the Passover of the Jews. And in the early years, they used, or there was a heresy sometime, to celebrate the crucifixion like today, and the ascension like on Sunday. عشان كده, when you come on Sunday, you will find the synaxarium is the, sorry, Michel, ascension, resurrection. هتلاقي resurrection and the annunciation. فتسعة وعشرين برمهات بيوافق عيد القيامة وعيد البشارة في نفس يوم. Literally. لكن احتفلنا بيه ما بيبقاش literally. بيبقى يوم الحد اللي بعد فصح اليهود بحسب نظام الأباقطي اللي وضع في أيام القديس ديمتريوس الكرام البابا الثاني عشر. To the Lord, the glory and power and dominion forever. Amen. On this day also of the year 392 Anno Domini, the Blessed Father, the Lamp of the Wilderness, and the Father of all the monks, the great Saint Abba Macarius departed. This saint was born in the village of Shapir, Minouf, from good and righteous parents. His father's name was Abraham, and his mother's name was Sarah, and they had no sons. In a vision at night, he saw the angel of the Lord and told him that God was about to give him a son. And his name will be known all over the earth, and he will have the multitude of spiritual sons. Shortly after, this holy man had a son and called him Macarius, which means blessed, Tubawi. يعني. Macarius يعني Tubawi. He was obedient to his parents, and the grace of God was upon him since his young age. When he grew up, his father forced him to get married against his will. So he pretended that he was sick for several days. Then he asked his father if he might go to the wilderness to relax and it may him recover from his illness speedily. He went to the wilderness and prayed to the Lord Christ to direct him to do what's pleasing to him. While he was in the wilderness, he saw in a vision, and it seemed that one of the cherubim with wings took his hands and ascended up to the top of the mountain and showed him all the desert, east and west, north and south. And the cherub told him, God has given this desert to you and your sons for an inheritance. When he returned from the wilderness, he found that his wife, who was a still virgin, had died. And Macarius felt yani, that it was the will of God and thanked the Lord Christ. Shortly after, his parents departed, and he gave all what they had left to the poor and the needy. And the people of Shapshir saw his chastity and purity. They took him to the bishop of Ashmun, who ordained him a priest for them. They built a place for him outside the city, And they went to him to confess and to partake from the holy mysteries. They appointed a servant to take care of his needs and to sell for him the work of his hands. When Satan saw that Saint Macarius is growing in virtues, he brought on him a severe temptation. He inspired a girl that had defiled herself with a man to claim that Saint Macarius is the one who had defiled her. When her family heard that, they went to him, insulted, and beat him severely, inflicting much pain on him, which he endured silently. Macarius reproached himself, saying, "O Macarius, now you have a wife and a child, and it is meet for you to work day and night for your own food and for that of your child and your wife." He worked continuously at weaving mats and baskets. He gave them to the man who ministered unto him, and he sold them and gave the money to the woman. When the day of her delivery drew near, her labor was exceedingly difficult. She continued to suffer for 4 days and did not deliver until she confessed her false accusation against the saint and named the man that defiled her. When the family of the girl heard that, they decided to go to ask for his forgiveness, forgiveness for what had happened for him from them. When Saint Macarius heard that, he fled away from them, running from the vainglory of this world. At that time, he was 30 years old, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him and walked with him for 2 days until they came to Wadi Natrun. And the saint asked the angel, "Appoint for me, O Master, a place to live in." The angel replied, "I have not marked out a place for you to live, lest you leave it in the future and transgress the commandment of God. Behold, all the wilderness is yours. So whosoever you wish, live there." Saint Macarius dwelt in the inner desert, in the place of the monastery of Saints Maximus and Medius, which is known now by the monastery of El Baramos. He went to visit Saint Anthony, who said about Saint Macarius when he saw him, "This is an Israelite in whom there is no guile." Saint Anthony put on him the holy scheme. Then Saint Macarius returned to his place. When the number of monks increased around him, he built a church for them. His fame was known all over the country, and many kings and emperors heard about the miracles that God performed in his, on his hands. He healed the daughter of the king of Antioch that was possessed by an unclean spirit. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and took him to a place and told him to make this place his abode, for many people will come to him in that place. He built a cell for himself and the church. He thought one day that the world had no more righteous people. So a voice came to him from heaven saying, "In the city of Alexandria there are 2 women who feared God." He took his staff, his provisions, and went to Alexandria, and he asked around until he reached their house. When he entered, they welcomed him, washed his feet with warm water, and when he asked them about their life, one of them told him, "There is no kinship between us, and when we married these 2 brothers, we asked them to leave us to be nuns, but they refused. So we committed ourselves to spend our life fasting till evening with often prayers. When each of us had a son, Whenever one of them cried, any one of us would carry and nurse him, even if he was not her own son. We are in one living arrangement. The unity in opinion is our model, and our husbands work in shepherding sheep. We are poor and only have Our Lady bread, and what is left over, we give it to the poor and the needy. When the saint heard these words, he cried, saying, indeed, God looks to the readiness of the heart and grant the grace of His Holy Spirit for all those who wish to worship Him. He bade them farewell and left, returning to the wilderness. There was an erring monk who strayed many by his saying that there was no resurrection of the dead. The bishop of the city of Osim went to St. Macarius and told him about that monk. And Macarius went to that monk and stayed with him until the monk believed and returned from his error. On the day of his departure, he saw St. Anthony and St. Bahum and the company of the saints, and he delivered up his soul. He was 97 years old. St. Macarius had commanded his disciples to hid his body, but some of the natives of the city of Shapshir came and stole his body, built a church for him, and placed the body in it for around 160 years until the Arab conquests and rebuilding of his monastery. They returned the body to it. In the manuscript in Shibin al-Qom was mentioned that Saint Babnuda, his disciple, saw the soul of Saint Macarius ascending to heaven, and he heard the devils crying out and calling after him, you have conquered us, O Macarius. The saint replied, I have not conquered you yet. When they came to the gates of heaven, they cried again, saying, you have conquered us. And he replied as the first time. When he entered the gate of heaven, they cried, you have overcome us, O Macarius. He replied, blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, who has delivered me from your hands. May His blessings be with us. Amen. Today also is the martyrdom of Saint Dominicus. May His blessings be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Yes.